Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Been on a great hot streak, Tom. Congratulations.
Thanks, Schultzy.
You said in the postgame last Saturday that you willed your team to a victory on Saturday. Take the fans inside the bench during media timeouts, during timeouts, during the intermissions. And everybody has this mental picture of Hollywood sports movies and great motivational speeches. What was it like on the bench?
Well, it was, you know, bench was fine. Our guys were working hard. They just didn't have a lot of battery acid left on Saturday, Schultzy, and that's why we had to will them. I mean, it was, you could see, and they worked their tail off. They tried hard. Again, they just didn't have a lot of gas in the tank, and that's going to happen, I think, after a, you know, after five games, four of them in Alaska, three time zones away, travel's crazy, all those, you know, all those sorts of things, and Saturday they just didn't have a lot left, and you know, that happens. I think it's attributed to them how they delivered in the third period and how they found you know, how they found some gas and how they got it done.
How much of your motivational skills, for lack of a better term, come from RH and other coaches you've had through the years?
Well, I don't know. I think there's a lot of it, you know, from coach, because again, he's, you know what, he's my mentor. There's no question about it. But I think a lot of it is your own identity as a person and your own identity as a coach, because we're all different. You know, we're all different in our own way. And motivating, you know, players, there's so many different ways of motivating them. And we always think of get one for the Gipper speech with you know, like a Vince Lombardi speech, and that happens occasionally too. But there's many ways of motivating them. A lot of it is just your preparation, your week of practice.
How much does a coach need to read his team year in and year out? Because the identity of the team changes.
You're right on there, Schultz. You're spot on. It's just like you better have your finger on it. You better have your pulse on it. And guys are different. All teams are different. And you know, so again, I think you do. You motivate your guys a little differently from the standpoint of your preparation and how you do things, because again, teams are different. But you still have to understand the one thing that's a constant is it's a 6-month season. It's a 36-game schedule. The travel's a grind. So you can't deviate from that. That is what it is, and you try to be consistent year in and year out, and you try to learn from your past experiences as a coach what worked and what didn't work. And that's what I try to do as much as I possibly can, is what worked and what didn't work in the past. And let's make sure, again, if it didn't work, let's not replicate that issue.
You meet with your captains on a weekly basis, always have. How much do you rely on that weekly meeting of getting a pulse of the team?
Well, I think it's important. I haven't met with our captains. It's weird, Schultz. You're right. In the past, I have met with them pretty much weekly. I haven't as much this year. But again, if there's anything I'm concerned about, if there's any questions I have, I go right to them, though. And that doesn't necessarily have to be a weekly meeting. And I think I talk with Graham a lot. I got the pulse of Graham a lot, and I speak with Graham a lot. And that's probably, probably the most important, you know, part of our communication.
Doesn't matter what the coach says. It still comes down to players getting the job done. Your guys did it. Plain and simple.
Absolutely. And again, they're the ones who have to, they either have the battery acid or they don't have the battery acid. And those guys are a proud group of guys. And again, I'm happy for them that they found success not only in Alaska but even last weekend. You know, I realize, you know, Arizona State might be a first-year team, but they've got experienced players right there. They've got players who want to win. And they struggled on Friday night against us, but they have character too. They have honor. They respect the game, and they played the game the right way Saturday night. They were hard to play against, and they made it tough on us.
More of Tom Cerutori when we return. The Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back. Part two with head coach Tom Cerutori here on the Benusa pregame show. Tom, you're playing a Ferris team that you certainly know very, very well. As the years go on in the quote-unquote new WCHA and you gain more familiarity with teams, how much more comfortable are you on a weekly basis?
Well, I think you're more comfortable because you do know you know the idiosyncrasies probably of each team. There's no question about that. But there's also so much respect that you have for teams too, and how they go about their business and, you know, how they operate. And they're just good operators there at Ferris State.
They are a team that's knocked you out of the playoffs. Coaches will always say one year to the next doesn't matter. Do your players still remember that, and are they going to feed off of that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're – you know, if that's the motivation. Again, that's the kind of motivation we're talking about, Schultzy, too, and, you know, what that internal motivation right there. I think there's a little bit about that. I just think, again, more than anything, what it does create, it just creates a bigger rivalry. I don't know if they're just sitting there saying, oh, they got us at home last year in the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to bed every night thinking that, because I'm not. But I also think the more times you play a team in big games, and those are big games, that creates the rivalry.
These are big games. Their special teams has sputtered a little bit. Yours has been lights out. How much is this weekend going to hinge on special teams play?
Who knows? But, you know, every weekend you go into it thinking special teams is going to either, you know what, you know, win you or lose you the games.
We've talked for years that your power play constantly needs to evolve. I've never asked you if your penalty kill needs to evolve. Do teams start figuring out your kill and tweak it where you got to make some minor adjustments too?
You have to. I mean, there's certain ways people kill. We're a team that I always, and everybody has their different terminology. We establish the dot lane, though. We try not to let teams get inside the dot lane. We try to keep the puck on that half of the rink. We try to keep it to the outside. We'll do whatever we can to try to deny any type of pass to the point. So again, they're working on ways how they can obviously again bait us, get the puck to the point, and there's no question they work on those set types of things. There are certain teams who push down, and we used to push down with our wingers on the wall, and try to basically trap the puck carrier right there to try to obviously box them in a little bit with our forward coming down the wall and our defenseman going up the wall. And you know, that happened last week, and quite honestly, against Arizona State, and we had a hard time. We had a hard time navigating through that. And so you have to recognize that, obviously, all week during, you know, when you're watching tape. And then you practice that a little bit with the scout team and with your power play and vice versa, and just try to figure some things out.
Ferris is a team that doesn't like to have the puck on their stick a whole heck of a lot. They're moving it fast. How do you try to slow them down?
Well, you got to be smart with the puck. First off, you got to be a patient. You got to play a patient game. And secondly, you have to make sure that you have good releases and good dumps, and you have to try to make sure you create situations where there's going to be a confrontation. As soon as they're picking up the puck, can you create a confrontation?
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.